You're listening to 91.7 KXT. I'm Joe Cozera. Matt Costa joins us in studio today. He's a singer-songwriter from Huntington Beach, California, which is probably the nation's capital for surfers and skateboarders. And just as Matt was about to become a pro skateboarder, he broke his leg in an accident. He then focused his attention on songwriting, some of which found their way to No Doubt guitarist Tom Dumont, and this collaboration led to a signing to Jack Johnson's Brushfire Records, tours with Oasis, Modest Mouse, Ryan Adams, Death Cab for Cutie, and tours, collaborations, and soundtrack work with Jack Johnson. Mobile Chateau is Matt Costa's new album. It's his third. He produced it, and he's here to play a few songs from it. Matt, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, my pleasure. I didn't realize that I had done all that stuff.
That's a lot of stuff. It's a really great album. One of my new favorite songs is Witchcraft, and it's so different from your previous work. It sounds like it was done, back in the 60s. It has a birds and the animals feel. And by the way, if you haven't seen the video, do check it out. It's really cool, mattcosta.com. Did you set out to do the album that way?
I did. Originally, I always wanted to write a record like this and have it sound this way. But, all the sounds, it was too much to take on when I first started writing music. So I did what a lot of those old players did is, got turned on to the roots music and folk and things like that. So like Donovan, I liked a lot of his later 60s stuff, but I got turned on to his earlier stuff, which was, him trying to be like Woody Guthrie or taking a lot of those, those folk type songs. And that's how I got turned on to even a lot of Americana music, was digging deeper from that stuff. But yeah, when it came time to make this this record, it was something that I'd been wanting to do ever since I started writing music. And when I recorded the song Witchcraft and also another song, The Season, then I realized that I could accomplish it and get this overall sound. And so then I started arranging the other songs in that way. So.
That's great. Really, really good. Can we hear a song?
Sure, yeah. Let's see here. I've got a bit of a thing, so I'm going to sing songs in the lower register. On my window, faded lilac quilt in this old room, and I held you once but was unable, for you could not be bound by any stable. So run, 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 yeah, run, run, run. But next time I'll try to hold on. This time I'm gonna try, and I'll try to hold on. Some say it's foolish to keep waiting, but I stop loving her when I stop dreaming. Now if you find that one who says they love you, never let them let go of that feeling. Oh, run, run, run. Run, 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 for next time I'll try to hold on. This time I'm gonna try, and I'll try to hold on. Do, wall, do, do, wall. Wall, do, do, wall, but do, wall, do, do, wall, but do, wall, do, do, wall, wall, do, do, wall, but do, wall, do, do,
Matt Costa joins us live in studio next time from his new album called Mobile Chateau. Very, very nice, Matt.
Thanks.
Can I ask you about the accident going back a few years? What actually happened?
Well, there's been lots of accidents in my life. But, how I got into playing music was skateboarding and things, and I broke my leg. I was going down a set of stairs with a ledge on the side. I was trying to crooked grind down that. And so, and then ended up, hitting the ground pretty hard, and just my front leg rolled. It kind of landed at an angle off the board, so then my leg just snapped, And so I wasn't planning on being out for so long. I thought it was only going to be I know people with broken bones and stuff, and it lasts like a couple months and stuff. But I ended up taking like a year and like a full leg cast.
Wow.
And so then, by the time that was done, then I was really just, I had to learn how to walk again and things like that. So it was 2 years in the making of like really before I could even step on a board again. So,
wow.
So I kind of, I had to, I don't know. I just focused on writing songs, but with no, I didn't have any, my goal wasn't to do what I'm doing now. Well, I guess it is, but just, I just imagined just for the sake of playing music,
How long after the accident did you start to write? Was it immediately after?
Let's see. No, it was a good, like, maybe a couple months or so. I think I tried to write songs before that, but I'd never really, I guess I didn't really focus on what it was that I liked about songs, I tried to write a song about, my dad's first car that he had or something like that, Yeah. It was just like, it wasn't anything, it was something, it didn't really come across. And then eventually I just started realizing what was it in songs that I connected with, and so then I started writing like that.
We'd love to hear another one. What's next?
Sure, yeah, this one, this one is a song called, this one's called Painted Face. Acrobatic women dancing, dressed up horses, hands clapping. Violins with beating big drums, through comic curtains he runs. People laugh at his painted face. His cartwheels leave people amazed. And walking with the other clowns, he paints his skin to face the day. No one knows just what they're thinking. Smiles and frowns crumble away. There are two sides to a painted face. One side's real and one side's fake. One jump to fall and one saving grace. One's a brick,
fallen ones, the road paved. Lana, 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 the fire breather, tarot reader, lion and maestro, pack up and drive. Over hills with icy peaks, the painted boar was left behind. Far behind is the painted face, but one side leaves and one side waits.
Matt Costa joins us live in studio, KXT 91.7. Painted Face, his new album, is called Mobile Chateau. Very, very nice. Very pretty song.
Thank you.
And you said you've had some other accidents. One I read, you actually fell off a balcony.
Oh, yeah. That was in Texas, too.
Oh, no kidding. And you landed on something that saved your life?
Yeah. Well, I landed about a foot away from a marble slab, and I landed on agave plant, which doesn't sound like it would be pleasant. But, yeah, those are the things that happen, you know, enjoying yourself, you know, making music. But those are the, you know, the times that that you're living it up, you know, and so you've got the good times and the bad times of it all. So.
I also read you had a girlfriend that would do something to some of your stuff when you'd leave to go on tour. What would she do?
Oh, this is like a quiz. Let's see. Well, and she would bury my 4-tracks and things like that, so I couldn't know. I had to go through a couple of them because they were broken. So the first one I had, I don't have anymore. So
I don't understand why she'd do that, just out of spite for you leaving.
Yeah, I think so. Just so I wouldn't write songs anymore, so I wouldn't have to leave, you know.
I have a 2-year-old boy. He's going to be 3, actually, next month. His very favorite movie is Curious George.
Uh-huh.
You wrote a song for that movie. And was it important to you to write a song for a kid's movie?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote that song actually before the. I wrote that song. It's a song called Lullaby, and I wrote that before I'd even known that I was going to be a part of that soundtrack. And then when I got asked to record a version of it for that soundtrack, I was excited to. And yeah, I think, you know, there's so many soundtracks from being a kid that I got turned on to music and real music at a young age that I liked. You know, whether it's Vince Guaraldi's Peanuts and
right.
Stuff like that. Yeah, that's one of them, you know, and then all of the, Schoolhouse Rock stuff, you know,
yeah.
Those kind of guys. But yeah, I wasn't planning, I could play that one though, if you want.
Oh, I'd love to. If you'd play it.
Yeah, I've got to remember it though. I tried to play it the other day for a friend and I butchered it, but I think I could do it today. So let's hear it. When you're so lonely, lying in bed, night's closed its eyes, but you can't rest your head. And everyone's sleeping all through the house. You wish you could dream, but forgot to somehow sing this lullaby to yourself. Sing this lullaby to yourself. You are waiting for me. I'll be home soon, darling, I guarantee. I'll be home Sunday, just in 1 week. Dry up your tears if you start to weep and sing this lullaby to yourself. Sing this lullaby to yourself. Lullaby when I'm not nearby. Sing this lullaby to yourself. Don't you cry, no, don't you cry. Sing this lullaby
to yourself. 'Cause when I arrive, dear, it won't be that long. No, it won't seem like any time that I've been gone. It ain't the first time, it won't be the last. Won't you remember these words to help the time pass? So when you're so lonely, lying in bed, night's closed its eyes, but you can rest your head, and everyone's sleeping all through the house. You wish you could dream, but forgot to somehow sing this lullaby to yourself. Sing this lullaby, sing this lullaby, sing this lullaby to yourself.
Thank you very much for that. That's excellent. Lullaby from The Curious George soundtrack, my little boy's favorite movie. So he'll be happy you came in and sang that. Thanks very much, Matt. Mm. I'm Joe Cazera. You're listening to 91.7 KXT. Matt Costa, our guest in studio, his new album called Mobile Chateau. Thanks very much for being here, Matt.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to 91.7 KXT.